Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph. We left off almost at Daf Mem Aleph. We're on Daf Mem Amud Beis, just to get us back into the sugya. What we're discussing, the Rav Papa had a comment on the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where Rav Papa says, the fact that the Pesukim link the Par Yom HaKippurim with the Par Helam Dovr Shel Tzibur, with the Par Kohen Mashiach, that link is regarding three halachas. The halachas of Es, Dam, and Betfila. What are these halachas of Es, Dam, and Betfila? So the Gemara identified that Es is the halacha that if the Kohen has a blister on his finger, that it's still going to be kosher. Bidam is the halacha that you need in the Dam Shir Tevila Meikara, that initially, that you can't just combine it later, that initially the Dam already has to have a Shir Tevila. And Vitaval teaches us Velo Mesafik, that it's not by squeezing your finger against the side of the Kli, it's dipping the finger into the blood in the Kli. That regarding all of those halachos, we compare the Par Helam Dovr Shel Tzibur, the Par Kohen Mashiach, right? What was the Par Helam Dovr Shel Tzibur, Par Kohen Mashiach, and the Par Yom HaKippurim? That all those halachos are included. Now the Gemara had suggested that Rabbi Shmuel had suggested rather a Kal V'Chomer. He said, "Mabu Makom Shlo Hushva Karban LeKarban." Hushva masim lamasim. If in places where the animal that you're bringing are different animals, still the actions that you do with them are the same. The avodus that you do with those two animals, with those two karbanos, with those two minim of animals are the same. So in a place where the animals that you're bringing are the same, like all these parim, par helam davar shel tzibur, par kohen mashiach, when it's all about a par, so of course we're going to be mashve maisa lamaisa. Of course we're going to by the par. Makipurim, Par Helam, they're both a par, so of course the avodos are going to be the same, and therefore all the halachos of the hazaos and the hechel and the mizbeach are going to have the same dinim. So es bedam, the halachos of es bedam betvila, the halachos of es bedam and tvila are all going to be and vitaval are all going to be the same, just based on that kal v'chomer alone. So what does lepar come to teach me? Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and Lepar is Zepar Kohen Mashiach. So fine, so the Gemara we left off yesterday was trying to figure out, what does he mean by that Kal V'Chomer? He says, well, when you have two different animals, the Avodas are the same. So for sure, when you have the same animal, the Avodas are going to be the same. What was he talking about? When you have two different animals, the Avodas are the same, and that therefore serves as the basis of the Kal V'Chomer. Which two different animals, which two different karbanos is he comparing? So first possibility he suggested was Par Yom HaKippurim and the Seir Yom HaKippurim. One is a par, one is a seir, one's a par, one's a goat. So nevertheless, we say that that even though one is a par and one is a goat, where they're different behemoths, obviously, it's still the maisim are the same, that all the avodas that you do are the same. So in a case, so when you have a par and a par, like Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Yom HaKippurim, where they both have the same din, so then of course they're both going to have the where they're both the same animal, then of course they're both going to have the same dinim by the avodos. So the Gemara, nah, that couldn't be the basis. The par and the seir of Yom HaKippurim can't be the basis of anything, because the par and the seir of Yom HaKippurim have something very special in common that would lead you to believe that their avodos should be the same as opposed to other animals, and that is that they're both brought lefnai v'lefnim. So it makes sense, as Rashi says, dinu she yishvu ma'isa avodos sehen. Of course, they're going to have the same ma'isa avodos, because both of their dam is brought lefnai v'lefnim. So that doesn't necessarily carry over to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, comparing, you know, linking, lining up with the Par Yom HaKippurim or the Par Kohen Mashiach lining up. That's the dam of those karbanos is not lefnai v'lefnim. So says Gemara. So what was the basis for the comparison? Possibility number two was Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur v'Seirei Avodas Kol Chavin. That the both the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Seir Avodas Zara share the same avodos that we said before. That even though they're not the same, and that's what we meant when we say that even though they're not the same animal, they have the same avodos. So says Gemara, nah, that doesn't serve as a good basis either, because both of those have something very unique in common, and that is that they come to be mechaper for a given known avera, right? The par of avodah zara, siri avodah zara rather, are obviously for avodah zara. Par al davar shel tzibur is when the tzibur based on the psak of the beis din got a specific known halacha. wrong. So when it comes to be mechaper for a specific known halacha, maybe that's the common link that leads you to the same avodos, but not necessarily the fact that that they just help both happen to be karbonos pinim, even though they're different animals. So says the Gemara, possibility number three, maybe it's the paral and davar shel tzibur and the seir shel yom hakipurim. The paral and davar shel tzibur is on an averi yadua. Seir shel yom hakipurim is not. The seir shel yom hakipurim is brought lefnei v'lefnim. The paral and davar shel tzibur is not. So there you have very clearly two different animals, same avodos. So four lines from the bottom, v'hachi kamar, and this is what we're saying. Uma b'makom shlo hushru karbon l'karbon. Dahai par v'hai seir, so in a place where the two karbonos are not the same, because one is a par and one is a goat, hushru ma'asim l'masim, nevertheless, the halachos are going to be the same. The mai b'kasav b'hu, the halachos of the avodos that you do is going to be the same. So makom shehishva karbon l'karbon, dahai par v'hai par. So in a situation where both of the karbonos are par, the par kohen Mashiach, the par yom kippurim, ain't no din shushu masim l'masim. All the more so that the masim should be the same. So you look at Rashi, hushu masim l'masim l'may dekasa b'hu. I'm sorry, the next that Rashi is going on the previous Amud, right? Hushu masim l'masim l'may dekasa b'hu shepirish akasa ba'zaus haksuvus ben. Lo shina ezu mizu, elu ala parochas, ve elu ala parochas, elu ala kronos, ve elu ala kronos, elu ba'etzba, ve elu ba'etzba. Whatever halachos are said by one automatically apply to the other, that the sprinkling on the parochas, the sprinkling on the kronos, or the putting on the kronos, the fact that it's put ba'etzba, the avogav delok sibbe b'si'ir, es b'dam utvila, even though by si'ir it doesn't say es b'dam utvila, ain't ze shinoi, that's not considered a shinoi, di ikal memer lo pirish, as hakol, because it just didn't spell out everything. Meaning, in those two karbanos from which we are learning, the Parum Davar Shel Tzibur and the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim, not everything is explicitly the same, but whatever is mentioned by each of them is the same. That we do have, they do line up. Now, not every single halacha is mentioned, so it could be it's not every halacha is mentioned, because once you get the idea that the halachas are going to be the same, so it's going to apply to everything. It's going to apply to the halachas of Es B'dam and Tvila that we mentioned when we started today's shiur. So Dikal Beirim Lo Pirish is a call, so you can say it doesn't spell everything out. But Ma De Parish Lo Shani, because whatever is spelled out, we don't find a difference between the two. V'im Ze Nichnas Lefnim, V'ze Lo Nichnas Lefnim. V'im Ze Nichnas Lefnim, V'ze Lo Nichnas Lefnim, V'ze Ton Shmona Azos, V'ze Ton Sheva. Mi Lamai D'Chsiv B'hu Lo Shina Im Riba Avodos B'ze Yosem Yizem Mikol Makom Maisa Avodos Shizuch Shem Lo Shina. Rashi points out, but wait a second, there are differences. There are differences in terms of how many hazaos you do. So he says, yeah, but that's in numbers. But in what you do, how you do it, and how you do it, that there's no difference between the two. And that already sets the precedent for having the same avodos. So that's why we carry through the Kal V'chomer. So makom sheshvua karbon l'karbon, hai par v'hai par, einu din sheshvu maisa avodos hashavos b'shnein, gon hazaos to parochos shamos b'achazav. Those avodos that we know that you do by both of them should then be done in the same way. We should apply the halacha to do the avodas in the same way. So it says Gemara Vayta now in the third line, va'asi, I'm sorry, the second line, first line, va'asale par yom kippurim le'es b'dam u'tvila mi'par kohen Mashiach. And therefore, par yom kippurim, the halachas of es b'dam and tvila are going to be learnt to par yom kippurim from par kohen Mashiach, because we link the two, right? The es b'dam and tefillah are all how you do it. Those are not introductions of new avodos. It's the fact that you need X amount of dam in order to be tovel, that's by the fact that you need to be tovel and not misafeg, the fact that that it works even if you have some sort of blister on your finger. Those are all halachos in how it's done. They are not halachos in... They're not halachos in introducing new things to do. They're halachos in how it's done. So that's what we're applying. Okay. So says the Gemara, va'asile si'ir yom kippurim misiri avodas chav mikal v'chomer, and then si'ir yom kippurim should be derived from si'ir avodas chavim from a kal v'chomer. Meaning, if by the si'ir avodas chavim we're going to learn all these halachos apply, so the si'ir yom kippurim Kippurim should also be derived from a Kal V'chomer from the Seir Avodas Kochavim. Frankly, Gemara, but wait a second. Can you make such a Kal V'chomer? Meaning, if Rashi explains, V'asalei Seir Yom HaKippurim Nami, if you look at... wait a second, does that work? Can you take something that was derived from a hekesh and then use a kal v'chomer to apply it to another halacha? Meaning, if in Parsha A, I'm taught a halacha, and I derive through a hekesh that it applies to Parsha B as well, I can't use a kal v'chomer to then extend it from Parsha B to Parsha C. That it's too far from the original source to learn something from a hekesh and then a kal v'chomer to the next source. Now, what the Gemara is really referring to is that there is a halacha by Kachim that something that's lamed min a hekesh cannot be chozer melamed behekesh. That you can't have a double hekesh. A hekesh is not going to work. So the Gemara is assuming, similarly, something that's lamed behekesh can't be chozer melamed bekal v'chomer. If you look at Rashi, va'asi le'sir yom ha'kippurim nami le'es b'damu tefilim b'siri avodus kav mikal v'chomer. Bekal v'chomer. What would the kal v'chomer have been? Ma b'makom shalosh shvo karbon l'karbon. De'par helim v'sir shal yom ha'kippurim. Hushu ma'isim ha'mufrashim b'shneihem. If when the two karbonos are different animals, like by the parhelim and the seir shel yom kippurim, still the specific avodos that are done by both of them, we know are the same, have the same rules. Shaloshina beferish avodos hashavos b'hem, because the Torah never tells us any difference between those avodos that overlap between the two of them. Kigon azos tehechal, like the sprinklings you do in the hechal. So makom sheshvua carbon la carbon. So you have the same animal. Kigon seir yom kippurim, seir avodos chavim. All the more so, the ma'asim should be the same. So once I have that kal v'chomer to teach me about, once I have that kal v'chomer, I could then learn sasim and amafurish the seir shal yom kippurim from the seir avodah zarah. So essentially, what we're saying is that seir yom kippurim I know from the hekesh, I should then learn Seir Avodah Zarah from the Kal V'chomer from Seir Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara questioned that. Do you ever have such a thing? That Seir Avodah Zarah, we only know the Es B'dam and Tevila Behekesh, because it's Hukash to Parkoin Mashiach. Then you're going to be Chozer Malamed Es B'dam and Tevila on the Seir Yom HaKippurim with a Kal V'chomer. That from the Seir Avodah Zarah, initially we only knew it from a Hekesh. To then apply it to the Seir Yom HaKippurim through a Kal V'chomer, that's going to be, that's a little distant from the original source. Some Rav Papa, Kasavar, Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Davar Lam Vehekesh, Chozer Melamed Bekal V'chomer. No, we hold that that's okay, that you can take something that was learned out from a Hekesh and then learn it use a Kal V'chomer to apply it to the next step. So that's perfectly fine. We're totally okay with that. That's not a problem. Now, the Tosos over here asks how we can possibly learn from a Kal V'chomer that Par Yom HaKippurim requires Es B'dam and Tefila with all eight of its Hazaos, when we normally have a rule of Dayo Labamin Adin Lios Kenidon. Now, from the Paral Dover Shel Tzibur, there are only seven Hazaos. By the Par Yom HaKippurim, there are eight Hazaos. So what do we want to say? By the Paral Dover Shel Tzibur, we know you need Es B'dam and Taval. So if you need Es B'dam and Taval by the Paral Dover Shel Tzibur, then for sure, by the Par Yom HaKippurim, you also need Es B'dam V'Taval. Right? That was the Kal V'chomer. Right? Because it's Hushvu B'Karbon Nosehen. But that's a little bit difficult because by the par Yom HaKippurim there are eight hazaos. By the Parim Dovah Shel Tzibur there are only seven hazaos. Normally we have ruled Dayo Labamin Adin Lios Kenidon. If I'm going to learn something from a Kal V'chomer, I can't learn out more than the original source. If the original source only teaches me Es B'dam and Taval by seven hazaos, how can I apply it to eight hazaos? So the Kodshe David explains that Dayo, it's quoted over here in the Birei Adaf, it quotes a Kodshe David, that Dayo, we say, only by something that would have been Shayach by the Melamed, and yet we don't apply to the Melamed. Meaning, if the Melamed would have had 8 Hazaos, and we would say, but only 7 of them require Espedam and Taval, the halachos that are signified by the words Espedam and Taval that we learned on top of Mem and Beis, then in a Chinami, we would not be able to learn from a Kal V'chomer to apply Espedam and Taval to all 8 Hazaos by a different carbon. But since the Melamed itself, the initial carbon from which we are learning, only has 7 Hazaos, and by all of the potential Hazaos that it has, we apply the halach of Espedam and Taval, we can then carry that over with the Kal V'chomer to apply it to all of the Hazaos of the carbon that we are learning too, namely the Par Yom HaKippurim. So that's the nature of Dayo. It's a Chiddush in Dayo. The Dayo is not that we can never apply a din through a Kal V'chomer more broadly than we do in the original source. It's that if the original source had the potential to have had that din, and yet we still didn't apply it in the original source, we then can't apply it more expansively in the second source. That's how the Kachi David explains the concept of Dayo in this regard. Fine, says Gemara Vayter. Lepar zepar al davar shel tzibur. We then continue to darshan the pasuk, and we said lepar is a reference to par al davar shel tzibur. Now the pasuk that we were darshaning was about Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, right? The pasuk we were darshaning initially was all about Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. So to then say lepar, the extra word lepar comes to include Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. Frek the Gemara, Habit Tzibur Gufei Ksiv. What do you mean? Why would you need an extra lepar to apply all these halachas to Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur? The pasuk is written in the context of Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. So that's very strange. Amrav Papa, so Papa explained, Mishum Dabai Yagmuri, Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur Biosiris Vishtei Klayos, Lusiri Avodus Chavim. So he says, because we want to apply the din of the Osiris and Shtei Klayos from Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur to Seiri Avodah Zarah. Now, by the Parum Davar Shel Tzibur, the din of Yoseris and Shtei Klayos, of the burning of the Yoseris and Shtei Klayos, is never said explicitly. We only learn that from somewhere else, from a Hekish. So, Parum Davar Shel Tzibur Gufei Loksiv. It never says by Parum Davar Shel Tzibur about the burning of the Yoseris and the Shtei Klayos. Since it never says it Beferish, rather, Behekesha Asi, it's derived from a Hekish, so Itzrich Lepar, the Mahavi commanded we need the extra word lepar to come and tell me that it's to come in and include the Osiris and Shtei HaKlayos, in the sense that we now consider the din of Osiris and Shtei HaKlayos as if it's written explicitly in the parsha of Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. Once it's written explicitly in the parsha of Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, we can then go and use a hekish to apply it elsewhere, to apply it to Seiri Avodas Kochavim. But had we not had an extra word lepar, the only way we would know that Osiris and Shtei HaKlayos by Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur in the first place would have been through a hekish, then we would not have the right to apply another hakish to extend that to Seiri Avodas Chavim. The extra word lepar makes it ki'ilu, it's not originally derived from a hakish in the parsha of Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. The Briska Rav has a chakira. When the Gemara brings a riboy, previously we had a Gemara on Lamentesim and Beis 2 days ago, when the Gemara brings a riboy that mehachatas, from the word hachatas, that all the Seiri Avodah Zarah are compared to the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, right, that we link Seiri Avodah Zarah to Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, so we learn that Seiri Avodah Zarah and Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur are similar. Now, what does the Gemara mean by that? Does the Gemara mean that Seiri Avodah Zarah and Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur are one carbon, they're one shame carbon? Or maybe it's just stam a riboy to say that the dinim of Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur apply to the Seiri Avodah Zarah, but they're considered two separate carbonos. They don't have a shame carbon echad. They don't have a single shame carbon. They are not a unit. Meaning, do we say from hachatas that it comes to make these two carbonos a single unit, and therefore, when you learn a halacha by one, it automatically applies to the other, not because of some limud, but it automatically applies to the other, because hachatas is mechadishtas, that they are one and the same. They are the same exact thing. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. They're mamish, exactly the same thing. Or do you say that no, Hachatas comes to tell me that I can link the dinim of one to the other through a hekish, that Hachatas is a hekish, to link the dinim of one to the other. So the Brisker Rav points out from our Gemara, you see that they remain two distinct karbanos. Because if the limud is megala, the seer of its coven problem, the Rishal Sibor, mamishem karban echad, so why would I need a special ribui for the haktara shtei klayos and yoseres hakaved for by Siri Evel Dezara? Once I know haktara shtei klayos and yoseres hakaved by the param dover shel tzibur, if it's one karban, it's not a further hekish that is being applied to teach it to me by Siri Evel Dezara. It's that it's one karban, shame karban echad. Elamai, you see that hachatus doesn't teach me shame karban echad. It's just a hekish to apply the dinim of one to the other. So whatever I'm going to then carry over from Param Dover Shel Tzibur to Siri Evel Dezara is going to be through a hekish, and that's why initially it has to be you can't have the din purely from a hekish in Param Dover Shel Tzibur, because that would be a double hekish. Tani Kavaseid Rav Papa, we have a Bryce Sports Rav Papa that has the same exact limud that Va'asa Kasherasa Matam Lom Lepar. Why does the pasuk say Lepar? Lefi Shenemar Vehem Evi as Karbanam Isha LaHashem Chatasam Elu Siri Evel Chavim. Chatasam is referenced to Siri Evel Zara. Shigigasam is Eparam Dover Shel Tzibur. Chatasam Al Shigigasam Amra Torah Chatasam Harei Lucha Kishigigasam. The Torah is telling you that Chatasam, which we said is Siri Evel Zara, should be like the Param Dover Shel Tzibur. Well, where do you know these dinim of these dinim that we've been dealing with the whole time of Es, Bedam, Tvila? Where do you know that by Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur? Lo Bekesha? Didn't you initially know it from a Hekish? So if you initially knew it by Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur by a Hekish, V'chidavar Lamin Behekish Chosur Melamin Behekish, how can you then apply it to Siri Evel Tzchavim with a Hekish? Something that itself is derived from a Hekish cannot be applied elsewhere with a Hekish. So Tamun Lomar, Lapar. Zeparam Dover Shel Tzibur, Lapar Zepar Koin Mashiach. That's why the extra Lapar comes to tell me Param Dover Shel Tzibur, even though the Pasuk is already speaking about Param Dover Shel Tzibur, to give that din the koach of a din that's mefurash rather than a din that's derived from a hekesh. And once it has the koach of a din that's mefurash, it can then be applied to Siri Avodah Zarah through a hekesh. So that price is exactly what Rav Papa said. It's a partial a restatement of what Rav Papa had said. Amar Mar. So we just said, Chatasam Elu Si'irei Avodah Chavim. That Chatasam is a reference to the Si'irei Avodah Zarah. That's what the word Chatasam is referring to. So typically, Mikra Kama, Da'amar Mar, Hachatas, L'Rabo Si'irei Avodah Chavim. Why do I need Chatasam to include Si'irei Avodah Chavim? What was wrong with the pasuk that we darshan previously of Hachatas, L'Rabo Si'irei Avodah Chavim? So I'm Rapapa, it's Rich. No, I need both drashas. Salkadait Chamina Amina Hani Milia Zaw. I might have thought that we only link the Siri Evel Dezarah to the Param Dover Shel Tzibur by the Hazos that are said explicitly by the Param Dover Shel Tzibur. Aval Yoseres v'shtei Klayos lo k'sivin b'gufei, but the din of Yoseres and Shtei Klayos, which don't say explicitly by the Param Dover Shel Tzibur itself, because they're only derived, like we said before, from a Hekish, Emalo, I would think not to apply to Siri Evel Dezchavim, Kamash Malan. Therefore comes to tell me to apply the din entirely. Even the din of the Osiris and the Shtei Klayos. Fine, says Gemara Veiter. Amrle Rav Huna Bered Rav Nassan Rav Papa. Vatana Par Yom HaKippurim L'Kol Mashenemer Be'inyan Ka'amar. That it sounds like we learn everything, even the fact that it's Ma'akev. We learn all the dinim of Par Yom HaKippurim L'Kol Mashenemer Be'inyan, all from the pasuk. Why do you need, and why are you telling me that it's only coming to tell me the dinim? We're only including Par Yom HaKippurim in the dinim of Es Bidam and Tvila, the dinim we said one daf ago on the top of Mem Amid Beis. It sounds like we included in all the dinim of Param Dover Shel Tzibur, not just the din of Es Bedam and Tefila. Par Yom HaKippurim, we have another Tana that said that Par Yom HaKippurim is included in all of the dinim that we have a Param Dover Shel Tzibur. So says Gemara Tanaihi, yeah, it's a machlokas Tanaim. Tana de Bei Rav Merebi Hachi. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel lo Marbi Hachi. Tana de Bei Rav was Marbe everything. Tanya Devarim Shmuel is not marbe everything, only marbe the specific dinim that we referred to before of Espedam and Tefillah. So now we have our first Agadat Gemara in all of Maseches Zvachim. It lasts about 5 lines, so we should enjoy it while we have it. So why is it that the din of burning of the Yoseris and the Shtei Klayos is explicit by the Parkoin Mashiach, but Lo Nemru means, but it's not explicit by the Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur? Now, we just got through saying that it does apply to the Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur, but it's not explicit in the Pasuk by Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur. Why? So it says, Gemara, Mashal, the Melech Basav Adam, it's like when you have a king, Shazam, like every Mashal, Shazam, Aloavo, that gets angry at someone he loves, Umiyet Bisirchonu Mipnei Chibaso, and he tries not to be, to go overboard in describing the sin, and in dwelling on it too much, because he loves the person too much. So he tries to overlook it as much as possible. Because the crime was committed by someone that he loves so much, he tries to overlook it as much as possible. So basically, what are we comparing over here? The Parkoin Mashiach to the Param Dover Shel Tzibur. So by the Parkoin Mashiach, it says explicitly, Yosaris and the Shtei Klayos, right? It says it explicitly. By the Tzibur's Karban, it doesn't say it explicitly. Says Rashi, what's the Mashal? When it comes to the Koin Mashiach, okay, Hashem likes him, but it doesn't, you know, it's just an individual. When it comes to the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. So even though it requires extra avodas to get our kapara, for a Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur, we require Yoseres, we require Shtei HaKlayos, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to spell it all out, because it makes us look bad, that we need so much kapara, that we need to do so much for the sake of kapara. That's how Rashi understands. Al Ohavo, on the Tzibur, Miet Bisirchono, Rashi says, Kitzer Bidvarim, Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps it very brief when describing the Tzibur. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, another Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel with a little bit of a Agadata. We're going to see the connection in a second. Mipnei Ma Nemar Parochas HaKodesh B'Parkoin Mashiach V'lonam Param Dover Shel Tzibur. Why does it mention explicitly Parochas HaKodesh when it comes to the Parkoin Mashiach? Doesn't say Parochas HaKodesh by the Param Dover Shel Tzibur. By the Kohen's Karban, it uses the words Parochas HaKodesh, it describes the Parochas HaKodesh. By the Tzibur's Karban, it doesn't. So it says, Gemara, Mashal Melech Basav Adam, Shesar Chalav Medina. It's like a Melech Basav Adam that has had a bit of a rebellion against him. Im miuta sarcha p'malya shalom eskayemes. If there was a minor rebellion, some people in the kingdom rebelled, so the cabinet will stay in place. The king's not going to change the entire cabinet. He's going to keep the basic cabinet in place. But im ruba sarcha in p'malya shalom eskayemes. But if most of the people have rebelled against him, and his cabinet, his group of advisors didn't foresee it and didn't do anything to head it off, then it's that group of advisors is going to break up. So says Rashi, P'mal Yishalo, K'nisas Chaburas Atzaso, the people from whom he takes advice, Umeha Maskimim Ladaito, Asher Divrei Sasra Aleihem, V'imruba Sarcha, Ain't P'mal Yishalo Miskayemes, Hareu Mesulok Michibasam. If most of the community has rebelled, Kadosh Baruch Hu is really angry, and he's not going to be, he's not going to take comfort in that cabinet anymore. He's not going to be happy with them. Libo Gaspa and Kibarishona. He doesn't have that same comfort level with them like he used to. He doesn't have that same trust. Why does it not say Baruch HaKodesh by Param Dover Shel Tzibur? Param Dover Shel Tzibur means most of the Jewish people did an Avera. If most of the Jewish people did an Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't talk about the Kedusha. It's Kilu, there's a Siluk of Kedusha. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu is not as connected, he's not as comfortable with us anymore. So this Drasha essentially says, when it comes to the Kohen's Karban, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not so upset. When it comes to the Tzibur's Karban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses much more anger. So says Marsha, that I don't understand. The previous drasha we had, the way Rashi understood it, we try to emphasize that when the Tzibur sins, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them so much, he sort of de-emphasizes the Avera. So he skips out on the mention of Yoseres and Shtei HaKlayos, because he doesn't want to focus on the Avera too much. And this drasha is coming to tell me that when the Tzibur sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset that the whole world gets shaked and he is shaken up and he can't, there's a Psichus Kedusha in the world, sounds like he's much more angry and that he's not de-emphasizing anything. everything. That if anything, he's overemphasizing everything. So the Marsha says that's what leads me to believe that Rashi's pshat is incorrect, and that the pshat in the first drasha is different than what Rashi said. Marsha writes that both of the Mishalim are about the Shevach of the Kohen Mashiach, that he is the Masharis Hashem. And that's why it says, Ves HaKadosh V'Krivelov, and it's Mimayit Pesuchono, meaning in what way is it Mimayit Pesuchono of the Kohen? Because what the by telling us about the Osiris and Shtei HaKloyos, not because when it tells me about the Osiris Shtei HaKloyos, it's not that it's telling me, oh, look how much you need to do in order to get Kapara. No, it's the Torah is being Marich and Mefaret every detail of the Karban to show that how great he is, that he's doing all of these things, that he's doing all of this wonderful Avodas Hashem. It's Lemait Bisurchono of the Kohen Gadol by telling me how he's doing all of these Avodas. The exact opposite of the way Rashi understood the first Drasha. That's how the Marsha understands the first Drasha. Interestingly, in the Birei Adafovir, he quotes the Torah Tamima in Vayikra Perek Dalit Ha'ar Lamed Hei, where the Torah Tamima brings a Raya to the Marsha's Pshat over Rashi's Pshat. Because there is a Gemara at the very beginning of Masech Safal Dazara that tells us, Melech V'tzibur Ba'im L'din. Let's say you have a Din Torah, and there are two groups online. There's the Melech, and there's the Tzibur. So who goes first? So the Gemara says, Melech Nichnas Tchila Mikami Delefu Sharon Af. That you let the Melech come in first before God gets angry. Because if God gets angry in the din up in Shemayim, so they'd rather have the Melech before the anger is there and he's going to come down too hard on the Melech. Meaning, before the Charon Af of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there because of the Pshayim of the Tzibur, because of the Averus of the Tzibur, and we're afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to overdo it on the Melech if he hears the Tzibur's din first and he's going to get so angry at the Tzibur. So what do you see? We're more worried about protecting the Melech over protecting the Tzibur. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure it's not that he's going to be so angry at the Melech that he's going to take it out on the Tzibur. He's going to be so angry on the Tzibur he's afraid he doesn't want to take it out on the Melech. So the fact that he'll get angry at the Melech, maybe we'll take that out on the Tzibur, that we're not so concerned about. Which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu more interested in being Mema'it Sirchono? Apparently it's the individual rather than the Tzibur. And he says also you have the Gemara in Horio stuff you base and base. Parkoin Mashiach comes before the Para'eda because it's Makudash Yosar. Why is Parkoin Mashiach Makudash Yosar? Apparently because the Koin Mashiach is more Makudash than the Tzibur. So again, you see the emphasis on the Kedusha and the elevation of the Tzibur as opposed of the individual of the Koin Mashiach over the Tzibur. The difficulty is, in Hori Yostaf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, the Gemara says that Si'ir Avodah Zarah come before the Si'ir Nasi. Now, so that implies that the Tzibur is more chashuv than the Melech. Si'ir Avodah Zarah is the Si'ir of a community that did Avodah Zarah. So that's, and that comes before the Si'ir of Nasi. So Tosa Rosh already raised that question in Maseches Hori Yos. But that's what the Torah Tzmim says, that you have these other Gemaras that seem to be more in line with the Marsha than they are in line with the Shita of Rashi. He quotes over here from Zalmul of Elashner, who has the following explanation of this idea that we say that Parochas HaKodesh is only said Ligabi the Parkoi Mashiach, but the words Parochas HaKodesh are never said Ligabi the Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur. The Gemara Maseches Megillah and Daftes Beis tells us that if you don't have a Koin Mashuach B'Shemin HaMishcha, sorry, that there's no difference between a Koin Mashuach B'Shemin HaMishcha and there's a whole series of Mishnayos of Ein Bein. There's no difference between either Rishon and other. It's a Megillah, so it's no difference between either Rishon and other Beis except for X, Y, and Z, whatever. And there's no difference. So it has a whole series of Mishnayos of things that are similar but are different. So Ein Bein. So one of the Ein Bein Mishnayos is that there's no difference between the Kohen Mashiach and the Merubah Begadim except the Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvos. Rashi explains the Merubah Begadim, who is the Kohen Gadol, who was Mishamish during the Bayis Sheni. What does it mean, Merubah Begadim? What it means is that in order to make a Kohen Gadol, you either need to use Shemen HaMishcha to anoint a Kohen Gadol, or if you don't have Shemen HaMishcha, like in the entire Bayis Sheni, we didn't have Shemen HaMishcha, they would just put on the extra Big Day Kuna, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, and that itself would make him the Kohen Gadol, that the clothes make the man, that putting on the extra Begadim make him the Kohen Gadol. So the Merubah Begadim worked in the Bayis Sheni, because in the Bayis Sheni they didn't have Shemen HaMishcha. And even in the Bayis Rishon, from the days of Yoshiyahu HaMelech HaNan, where the tzlochus of the Shemin HaMishcha was already hidden away. So you see from there that the only Kohen who's Nimshach B'Shemin HaMishcha brings the Par Kohen Mashiach, and not the Kohen that's Merubah B'Gadim, right? That's what the Mishnah is telling us, that the difference between them is the Par HaBal Kol HaMitzvos, which means the Par Kohen Mashiach. So in the Bayis Sheni, and even in the Bayis Rishon after the times of Yoshio HaMelech, apparently the Par Kohen Mashiach was never brought. The Parom Davar Shel Tzibur, you don't need a Kohen that's Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha. For the Parom Davar Shel Tzibur, you could have even in the Bayis Sheni, you could have even during the times of the Bayis Rishon after Yoshio HaMelech. Now, in the Bayis Sheni, we know, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, there was no Aron. Yoshio, together with the Tzlochus Shel Shem HaMishcha, also hid away the Aron, or more likely, together with the Aron, also hid away the Tzlochus Shel Shem HaMishcha. So you see that the entire time that the Aron was in the Mikdash, says Rizam Levlajner, very sharp, says the entire time the Aron was in the Mikdash, they were able to bring the Par Kohen Mashiach. Once the Aron was no longer in the Mikdash, they were no longer able to bring the Par Kohen Mashiach. So he says, now the Pesukim make a lot of sense. Why is it that it says Paroches HaKodesh, Dafka by the Par Kohen Mashiach, and it doesn't say Paroches HaKodesh by the Parom Davar Shel Tzibur? Because from the majority of the time the Parom Davar Shel Tzibur was being brought, there was no Paroches HaKodesh. There was no Aron. But by the Par Kohen Mashiach, it was only brought during a time where you had a Paroches HaKodesh, where you had an Aron. So it's a beautiful diuk in the Pesukim that Rizal Melev Lajner points out. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. We're done with our Agadita for the day, for a while. Lefichach im nasan kulan kitiknan. So the Mishnah had said that when it comes to the chatos hapnimios, when it comes to the blood of those karbanos that need to be brought on the inside, that need to be brought on the mizbeach hapnimi, not on the mizbeach hachitzon, so then all four nesinos dam are ma'akev. If you're chisor achas menametanos, then you don't get a kapara at all. So the Mishnah said, therefore, on those matnos dam, if you did all of them correctly, and one of them shalo kitikna, the last one you did incorrectly, it's pasul de invokaris. Why is it pasul? Because all four are ma'akev. So if you did one incorrectly, it's not going to, with a wrong machshava, it's not going to be mechaper, so it's going to be pasul. Why is it not kares? Because it's all one big matir. All four are one big matir. If you only ruined one of the four, it's pigel b'chatzi matir. And we don't allow for pigel b'chatzi matir. So you're not going to be chayv kares, even though yad machshava is chutz l'zmano on the fourth one, it's only chatzi matir, the yad machshava chutz l'zmano on. But it's enough to pasul it because all four are ma'akev. That's what the Mishnah had said. So says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, Pigel b'kometz v'lo b'levana. What about by a carbon mincha? Let's say a person is mefagel with the kmitza, but not with the levona. What about the kmitza and the levona? So Rashi explains, b'aktaras ha-mincha, shnei matirin yesh. When it comes to the burning of the carbon mincha, there are two matirin. There's the kometz and the levona. So we're talking about where you did one of them with a machsheves pigul. You burnt one of them with a machsheves pigul. The kometz is, of course, the three fingers full that you take out from the flour and oil. The levona is the extra spices that are put on top that you burn also on the mizbeach hapnimi. So the kometz and the levona are the two parts of the karban mincha that are both necessary materium of the karban mincha. Let's say you're mefagel in one of them, in the burning of the kometz and not the levona, or belevona velo bekometz, or in the burning of the levona and not the kometz. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't understand like Rashi. The Rambam says when we talk about kometz velevona over here, we're not only talking about the burning of the kometz and levona. The Rambam thinks we're talking about at the time of the avodas hakmitza and the likut halevona, when you're actually taking it in the first place. That's how the Rambam writes in the Perush of Mishnayis in Meseches Menachos. He holds that the likut halevona is part of the avodas Sakmitza, and therefore, if you're mefagel the avodah sakmitza and not in the likut halavona, so that's going to be subject to this machlokes that we're talking about over here. That it's not only about the akhtar, it's about the likut as well. So says Gemara, what's the machlokes? So the Mishnah that we're quoting says as follows: if you're mefagel in only the kometz or the lavona, Rameir Omer Pigel v'Chayav Nalav Kares, V'Chomer Omer Ein Bo Kares Achi Fagel B'Chol HaMatir. Rameir says says it's pigle. That's enough. It's enough to make pigle. And the Chachamim say, no, it's only going to be pigle if you're mefagel b'chol ha-matir, if you're mefagel both in the kmitza and in the levona. So basically, according to the Rambam's understanding, again, that if the avodas likut ha-levona was done without a machsheves pigle, and the avodas hakmitza was done with a machsheves pigle, just actually picking the kmitza was done with a machsheves pigle, according to the Chachamim, it's not going to be pigle. Now, the Mefarshim, Meseches Menachos, are matmi on the Rambam, because it's explicit in many places that the likut alavona is not bechlal the avodas hakmitza. The likut alavona is included in the halacha. It's not part of the avodas hakmitza. So why would it be that if you have a pigle thought during the avodas hakmitza and you didn't have a pigle thought during the likut alavona, that it's going to be not going to be considered pigle? So that's they're all matmi on the Rambam on that point. But anyway, the Chachamim say that you need pigle b'chol ha-matir. Let's assume, like Rashi now, that we're talking about the burning of the levona. Okay, so now if I only have machsheves pigle by the burning of the kmitza, not by the burning of the levona, or vice versa, it's not going to be pigle because I don't have on kol ha-matir. Now the Sfasemis points out the lashon of the Mishnah ein bo kares is a little bit strange, because ein bo kares sounds like that it's pasul, right? But it's just you're not chayiv kares. But l'chora, it's not just ein bo kares. Min haTorah, the korban should be kosher legamri. Min haTorah, the machsheves pigle on part of the matir should not have been enough. So he says it could be the Tan is trying to teach us that it's only that you don't have kares, but really from lo sizbach kol davar ra, we darshan the sefri, even dibor ra, even if you have only a machshav and a chatzi matir, that's enough to make the korban bad. It's just ein bo kares. So even though the lashon of the Mishnah, the chamom ein bo kares atchi yifagel b'chol ha-matir, what they really mean, what they're telling you a chiddush din, not just that you're not chayiv kares, but that it does pasul the korban, that ein bo kares atchi yifagel b'chol ha-matir doesn't mean it's okay unless you're mefagel b'chol ha-matir. It means it's going to pasul the korban, you're just not going to be chayiv kares unless you're mefagel b'chol ha-matir. Some Rav Shimon Lakish lo tema taimid Rav Meir. Don't say that the reason of Rav Meir is, the reason why Rav Meir holds that it is pigle, even though you only had a machsheves pigle by either the kmitza or the levona, and not by both. Don't say the reason of Rav Meir is the ksavim mefagim b'chatzi matir, that you can have pigle even though you only had a machsheves pigle in half of the matir, because really the kmitza and the levona are one big matir, and you only had a machsheves pigle by half. Don't say that's the reason of Rav Meir. El hachem eskin and gon shenosin as a komets machsheva v'alvona b'shtika. Now the case over here was, you did the comets with the machsheves pigle, and the levona you didn't have any machshava at all. So kasavra kala osa al das rishonu hu osa. Where a mayor holds is that you weren't mefagel b'chatzi matir, you were mefagel in the whole thing. It's just that you didn't have any explicit kavanos with the second of the avodos, so we assume that the kavana you intended to have was really the same kavana that you had by the first of the avodos, and therefore you were mefagel in the entire matir, not in the chatzi matir. If you look at Rashi says, points out over here, v'kol machshava dekachim motzi bepehu, that every time we mention machshava over here, it doesn't really mean machshava. It means you actually say it. You actually say with words that you're having a machsheves pigle, that you're planning on eating this korban chutzlis mano, or burning it chutzlis mano. Right? It's all motzi bepeh. The achronim are all matmi on Rashi. We've been discussing pigle for a long, long time already. We're already on daf mem alef beis. And now Rashi wakes up and decides to tell us that whenever we say machshava in this entire mesechta, that it always means motzi bepeh. Where was he until now? Why would Rashi dafka say it over here? So the Akronim have a whole bunch of different approaches in Rashi. Very quickly, some say that, I'll give one maybe, that Rashi's bothered. Why is it that in all of Shas, we paskin kala osa al das rishonu osa, and over here it's machlokas ramei and lecham. Normally in Shas, let's say, when you need to do something l'shma. So you started off l'shma, and then we assume that everything just goes basa, the original moment. And over here, it's machlokas ramei and lecham. And lecham say, we don't say kala osa al das rishonu osa. So Rashi says, it's only when machshava is good enough that we're going to say kala osa al das rishonu osa. That the later machshavos are nigrar basa, the original machshavos. But when you need dibor bepeh, when you need to say something, then it's going to be subject to machlokas, and the Chum do not think that everything is going to be nigrar after the beginning. And that's why Rashi emphasized over here, it's not just machshava here, it's dibor over here. Okay, there are a bunch more approaches in Rashi, I just want to get right to the Gemara. So Mimai, how do I know that kolos al das rishonu osa and Rameir's svara is not based on holding pigle b'chatzi matir is enough. Midiktani l'fichach nasan klum k'tikna v'ach shalok k'tikna pasul v'em bakari. So our Mishnah said if you do the first three azals properly and the last one improperly, it's possible there's no kares. That implies ha'ach shalok k'tikna v'kula k'tiknan. If you did it in reverse order, you did the first one improperly and the rest of them k'tiknan, it's pigle. So money, who would say that's pigle? Ilim rabbanam rabbanim v'chatzi matir. The Rabbanan say you can't be mfagel b'chatzi matir. So if you did three of them k'tiknan, so then it can't be pigel. El Rav Meir, so it must be Rav Meir. Well, the time the Rav Meir mishum the mfagel b'chatzi matir hafilu k'tiktani nami. If Rav Meir holds that you can be mfagel b'chatzi matir, what do I care what order it is that you have the makshavas pigel or that you do things normally? It should always be a problem of pigel. So la mishum d'ksav kalos adas shonu osa el amay. Must be Rav Meir holds that everything is nigrar after the beginning. Am Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak the Olam Rabbanan. He no, maybe truly the Rabbanan might. Ketiknon the pigle. When we say ketiknon, it means that everything is set up for pigle. It doesn't mean it's good. It means everything is set up for pigle. But wait a second, then the Mishnah says if you do everything good, meaning set up for pigle, and one not set up for pigle, just with the makshava chutz l'makomo, it's going to be possible, but not kares. But that makes it sound like ketikna is supposed to come to tell me something good, not something bad. Amarav amay shalok ketikna chutz l'makomo. Shalok ketikna means a makshava. Doesn't mean a totally good machshava where it's not pigle. Ravashi Amar Shalol Lishmo, or it means machshava Shalol Lishmo. Mechal d'chilo avad l'chutz l'makomo v'shalol lishmo mechayiv, which makes it sound like if you have machshavas pigle and then also machshavas nothing, a machshava without Shalol Lishmo, without chutz l'makomo, that you're going to be chayiv for pigle. So it says more. No, that's not the diuk to make. I did tana resha pigle v'chayiv and l'fkaris tana nami seif apostle v'ein bokaris. Once the resha says a case of pigle where you are chayiv kares, the sefer says pasul v'ein bokaris, but not to make a diuk that if you make a slight variation on the sefer that it's automatically pigle that you're going to be chayiv kares on it. That diuk is not necessarily true. We're just trying to keep the Mishnah consistent. Okay.